Hachette Audio presents The October List. Written by Jeffrey Deaver. Read by January Lavoie. Includes a bonus PDF of pictures by the author. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Soren Kierkegaard. Chapter 36. 6:30 p.m. Sunday. She stood at the window of the Manhattan apartment, peering through a slit in the drapes. Her hands trembled.
"Do you see anyone?"
the man across the room asked, voice edgy. "I'm not sure. Maybe." Her body pitched forward, tense. Gabriella tugged the thick sheets of cloth closer together, as if someone was scanning the windows with binoculars. Or a sniper rifle. "Of course I didn't see anybody earlier today, either. Until it was too late." She muttered fiercely. "I wish I had a gun now. I'd use it. If anybody's there, I swear to God I'd use it." Sam Easton asked,
"But who would it be?"
She turned to him, stepping away from the window fast.
"Who? It could be anyone.
Everybody in the world, it seems, wants the goddamn October List."
"How could they know you were here?"
Gabriella gave a bitter laugh. "I don't seem to have any secrets anymore." She hesitated, then reluctantly she looked out again. "I just can't tell. I thought somebody was there, but the next minute he was gone. Then she whispered maniacally, "The deadbolt!" Sam stared, cocking his head. Eyes wide in alarm, Gabriella asked, "Did I lock it?" She walked quickly out of the living room, around the corner to the hallway, and then returned. "No, it's okay. Everything's locked up." Sam now took her place at the window, looked out.
"I see shadows. I see some movement, but I can't tell for sure. Could be somebody. Could be a tree blowing in the breeze. Damn streetlights out, the one in front of the building."
He glanced at her.
"Was it working earlier?"
"I don't know," she said. "I think maybe it was. How could somebody shut out a streetlight?" Sam didn't answer. He too stepped back from the slit between the drapes. He crossed the room and sat on a hassock near her. She'd noted earlier that he was in good shape, but hadn't seen clearly how slim his waist was, how broad his shoulders. His muscles tested his suit jacket and white shirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?